Racing, Fernando Blue out fast. Tommy Shelby a little bit slow to begin. Fernando Blue going fast. Utah Blue's the inside, followed by Shimmer Classic. Out of the straight now. Fernando Blue, he got over to the inside and shot away four in front. Tommy Shelby in hot pursuit second. Six lengths away, then came Utah Blues, followed by Lakeview Cruiser. Then came Christo Bale, followed by Shimmer Classic. Then came Tickalong Tonkin, back of the tail, Tyler Durden. Up on the outside goes Tommy Shelby, now up to tackle Fernando Bluey. Fernando Bluey and Tommy Shelby. Here's a great go. Tommy Shelby. I think Tommy's just won the cup from Fernando Bluey. A gap away third of his Lakeview Cruiser.
Calling his 37th Australian Cup was Ronnie Hawksball, and that was one of his best. He nailed that photo with Tommy Shelby just getting over Fernando Bluey in a terrific finish. And the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria, Alan Clayton, now joins me to kick off RSN Central on this Monday. Good morning to you, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, Garrison. Thanks for having me on your show. And it was great to see you at the Australian Cup on Saturday night.
It was exciting, wasn't it? It was a great race, Alan, and there were so many young people there, and it was great to see Tommy Shelby win the People's Greyhound, and Kayla Cottrell, an 18-year-old, looking for a second Group 1 with Fernando Bluey. It was just a terrific race between two wonderful athletes going head-to-head.
And, look, it was right. I was right near the finish line, and it was very difficult to see who actually won the race between Fernando Bluey and Tommy Shelby. So it was hard to call. Obviously, the result went up pretty quickly, but it was so close and such a great race and two great dogs going hard at it.
The big news, apart from those two Group 1s there on Saturday night at the Meadows, was the announcement of this new slot race called the Phoenix. $750,000, I think, to the winner. The slot, a spot in the race, will cost you $75,000. I personally believe, Alan, this is a game changer. How did this come about?
Yeah, look, it's been really the brainchild of the Meadows, Ashley Baker and Eddie Caruana, and the Meadows is a really innovative club, as you know, and they've got lots of good ideas, and they constantly do provide the industry with real vision and leadership. But they've been working on this, and I think it's a really good concept, and it's one also that is, you know, like GRV's contribution is capped, and people are buying into a slot. So we're not like funding the full initiative because we've got so many other things that we're funding at the moment. So we think it's really good. And slots can be purchased by individuals, teams or kennels, anyone who wants to be involved. And the total prize money for the race will be more than $1.1 million if the winner takes $750,000. So it will really be a pinnacle of a race in the racing calendar for 21. But I also like the fact that it's going to be in December. Super Saturday at the Meadows in December on the 18th, which is a bit of clear air. So, there'll be a lot more to say about this as we get closer to it, but GRV will work with the Meadows on the concept that we just see this as a new addition, long-term addition to the calendar.
I think everybody will be talking about the Phoenix being a slot race. We're seeing how successful the Everest has been in the thoroughbred world up there in Sydney, but I think there'll be a lot of people personally that will be trying to get a slot, whether it's breeders or racing fans or trainers, and then obviously the bargaining game plays and you negotiate trying to get the best greyhounds for that race. So, and obviously I think the slot owners will be announced mid-year. Is that the plan, Alan?
Look, it's a little early to make the call yet. Yep. I think we should just wait for the detail of the race to play out. But I do think it's really interesting, Gareth, because if you look at the last 4 years in Victoria, you know, we increased Tier 3, we did some stuff for maidens, we've done the provincial stakes, we've just recently announced some improvements for Vic bred dogs in Victoria with the Pink Diamond. We constantly try to tip money in the middle and the announcement and help people out so that we do get, from the investment we make in prize money, a really healthy animal welfare outcome. So there's a lot of sense in that, but this is just something else again, and we just really think it's exciting.
And some more exciting news. You're about to announce here on RSN Central an increasing prize money for distance racing here in Victoria, Alan.
Yeah, and look, I'm Firstly, we're announcing it with you, Gareth. You've been a great supporter of Greyhound Racing. We're announcing it with you first, and really pleased to be here to announce a 15% increase for races over 480. 480 picks up Horsham, and at 480 plus at provincial and level 3 meetings from March the 15th. So it's 2 weeks from now. We'll see an extra 300,000 injected into distance racing between March 15 and the end of this financial year. And across a full year, this will deliver an extra 900,000 in prize money to participants. So I want to make people understand that this is an ongoing addition to our feature, our racing program. And under the changes, we'll see grade 5s, 480 to 594 metres at provincial level will be worth, you know, 1,900 to the winner and a total prize pool of 2,725. And provincial races from 595 plus will be worth $2,185 to the winner with a total prize pool of 3,145. So, and at level 3 races, which is tier 3, grade 5s, 480 to 594 races will now be worth $950 to the winner and worth a prize pool of 1,355. And level 3 races from 595 will be worth 1,100 to the winner and a total prize pool of 1,580. So I think it's just a great stimulus that we're looking for here.
And is that the plan from JRV? Obviously, with these prize money increases for these greyhounds that like to get over more of a trip for the distance races, is that the plan from JRV to have a vision to increase the races over the longer trips in greyhound racing?
Yes, look, Gary, I think that's a great question. I really appreciate the question because I think you'll find that in Victoria, with every prize money increase we announce, we always have a little animal welfare or a commercial reason for doing it or for increased improved breeding type stimulus. And in these changes, which is we're really encouraging our breeders, trainers and owners to aspire to race beyond 480 and support our racing product. There are a lot of reasons why we like longer distance racing. It's good, very, very good commercially, and it's also very good from an animal welfare perspective. So we've made these changes to underpin our commitment to an ongoing improvement in distance racing, giving participants a level of certainty for distance racing into the future. And the restructure or the structure of this will go on top of the regular go distance racing schedule, which already provides for an additional 300,000 annually in prize money rewards for distance racing. So this goes on top of it. And supporting these monetary incentives will be a review of some of our racing programming initiatives, which aim to provide opportunities for distance racing. And we expect that with the prize money increase, we'll get a greater demand for distance racing, and therefore we'll have more distance racing in our program.
The sport of greyhound racing, especially in this state, Alan, is flying at the moment. Every couple of weeks, we seem to have a new announcement regarding prize money increases. You've got this new race, the Phoenix. You just had to turn up there at the Meadows on Saturday night, even with the COVID restrictions, the buzz and the excitement around your sport at the moment. And it helps when you've got superstar athletes like Tommy Shelby and Fernando Bluey doing their job, going head-to-head in those Group 1 features, and Stanley Road running a big race to take out the Fanta Bale Superstayers. Hats off to your organisation, your team there, and we appreciate you coming on RSN Central and looking forward to following the development of this Phoenix. We might try and even try and get a slot here on RSN.
Wow, that'd be great. That'd be excellent. Yeah.
we'll try and get some money together. Hey, Alan, thanks for your time, mate. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you shortly.
Thanks, Gareth. It's been really good to come on your program, and congratulations to you. You have a great program. We always love being part of it.